And it's our pleasure to have Shannon Spring, the K-12 music teacher at Dillingham City Schools, in the studio with us. Shannon, what was that you were just playing?
That was called Study Number 8.
By?
Sagreras is actually the lesser-known composer's name.
Okay, now, for those of us that aren't musically inclined, there's a different sound to that, and that's because I presume it's classical guitar.
That's correct. This is not country or folk. This is classical music, and it's played on a classical guitar. And the difference between a classical guitar and a regular guitar is a classical guitar has nylon strings. The main difference, not the only difference.
But. All right. And we invited you here to talk a little bit about the Dillingham Arts Council, which we'll get to in a moment. But I want to ask you, many of us had the privilege of seeing the Christmas concerts a while back. And there was a great amount of pride in the progress these kids have made in such a short amount of time, from the young kids on up to the high school concerts. What is it about your job that you enjoy so much?
I guess the best part of my job is watching the kids when they realize they've learned how to do something on a musical instrument. The expression on their face is just sheer joy. And it's, you know, when you can tell that the light bulb has gone on, and it's just one of the most rewarding things about being a teacher in general, not just music.
What about music? Why is it so important that we make sure that it's taught in schools?
The arts, all of them are important. You know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, right? Well, sometimes play is just as important. And music, it's a form of culture that's in every culture. In other words, there's not a culture on the planet that does not have music. It's intrinsic to who we are as human beings. And so to learn how to express yourself musically is almost as basic as learning how to feed yourself, in my opinion.
Several of your students will be performing this weekend. Tell me about some of the students that we may see on stage, those of us that attend.
I have a group of seniors who are going to perform a song together, which is kind of exciting because I've never seen any of my students perform songs together outside of my direction. They've been practicing on their own, and they're all singing and playing instruments. That's kind of an acoustic, folky type of group. And then there's another group of high school students that have a little jazz group together, and they're going to play some jazz songs. And not only is that exciting, but they're going to be improvising. And I've never heard any of my students improvise in a musical setting, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Are you impressed with their talents, their musical ability?
I'm very impressed with their talents. The rate at which these students have been learning how to play is almost unbelievable to me. They just soak it up like sponges, the piano players in the strings class. I hand them a piece of paper, and some of them the next day they can play the song.
We'll plug the Arts Council Coffee House here briefly. I'll say that one thing that I'm always impressed by this event is how many folks come out of the woodwork, in my opinion, in my mind, with amazing abilities, but also clearly something that they are doing on the side. This is a hobby they're doing at home or with their spouse, or they're writing poetry or singing or playing. And I'm fascinated by that. I'm fascinated by how many unique and interesting people are just amongst us all the time that we don't normally see it. So this is a good opportunity to see it. What's important about it to you, this event?
Absolutely, I agree. I was really surprised when I attended my first coffee house, and there were all these performers. Not only had I not heard perform, but I had not even met them in town. So I'm looking forward to hear some new performers. But my favorite thing about it is the sense of community. When, like you said, people come out of the woodwork, it just brings a lot of the arts together.
Can you take us out with another piece?
Sure. This is called Andante by one of my favorite composers, Ferdinando Carulli.
Shannon Spring, music director at Dillingham City Schools, also a member of the Arts Council. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to hearing more of that Saturday night.
My pleasure. I'm looking forward to it as well.